us pray. We give thanks for this day and for all who have enriched our lives. We give thanks for the gift of learning, which creates and restores and links us to each other in both struggle and joy. We give thanks for the spirit of creativity that inspires and encourages, that brings novelty in the midst of familiarity and risk in the midst of comfort and surprise in the midst of the commonplace. May this time of thanks be a celebration for all that has been done in previous days and a reminder of all that is left undone for the days to come. Amen. Please be seated.
A reading from Psalm 148. Praise God. Praise God from the heavens. Praise God in the heights. Praise God, all God's angels. Praise God, all God's hosts. Praise God, sun and moon. Praise God, all you shining stars. Praise God, you highest heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of God, for God commanded and they were created. God established them forever and ever. God fixed their bounds which cannot be passed. Praise God from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind, fulfilling God's command. Holy wisdom, holy word, thanks be to God.
Welcome. Welcome to everyone as we, along with the psalmist, offer our praise, our gratitude, and our reverence, both to God and for our newly tenured faculty colleagues on this day of celebration. The psalmist invites every element, every aspect of creation, both the earthly and the heavenly, to join in praising of the Lord, including angels, the sun and the moon, sea monsters, fire and hail, fruit trees, kings, mountains, and hills. And how appropriate in these days immediately following Easter to be filled with such jubilation, a joy and praise that is so alive that one can almost hear the psalmist singing through poetic words that soar and take flight. One cannot help but be inspired through these words, inspired to broaden our horizons and imagine beyond the everyday, beyond the familiar, beyond the ordinary, and look toward a future with attitudes of creativity, with hopefulness, and with opportunity. Today, at this special tenure recognition service, we pause to be inspired, to celebrate, and to offer our praise to our 9 colleagues who are being installed into this community with continuous tenure. And perhaps similar to the psalmist, our praise is not hierarchical or directed toward one person, one body, one discipline, one way of knowing, one lens, or one perspective. This celebration is a celebration of diversity. The diversity of the who and the what is embodied within this particular tenure class. How they represent a breadth of disciplinary perspective, teaching approaches, scholarly interests. They reflect what we are and what we hope for at Gustavus, specifically a college that offers students of high aspiration and promise a liberal arts education of recognized excellence provided by faculty who embody the highest standards of teaching and scholarship. Our newly tenured colleagues allow our students to grow and develop into lifelong learners by teaching and modeling how their disciplines fit into the liberal arts, by encouraging student novices to successfully work toward an understanding of complex material, by utilizing integrated pedagogical approaches that blur the lines between teaching and research. Our newly tenured colleagues provide inspiration to students and their professional colleagues by using interdisciplinary approaches to address scholarly questions, by influencing and teaching other educators, and by modeling attitudes of persistence and resiliency. Our newly tenured colleagues attend to our diverse student population, by creating classroom environments that are inviting to all, by adapting their teaching in response to individual student needs, by encouraging student exploration, and by finding an appropriate balance between supporting and challenging students to grow. Our newly tenured colleagues lift up our local, regional, and global community by engaging with community partners in a manner that emphasizes reciprocity, by emphasizing and modeling integrated lives as teachers, scholars, and community citizens, and by integrating important community issues into their courses and into their scholarly work. Angelique, Betsy, Brandon, Josh, Karen, Lauren, Pamela, Ursula, and Valerie, we are honored to call you tenured members of the Gustavus faculty. We are delighted that our students will continue to learn, grow, and develop because of their interaction and experiences with you. We are grateful for all that you have offered and all that you will continue to offer to this community. Congratulations on your advancement to continuous tenure as faculty members at Gustavus Adolphus College.
On behalf of the Board of Trustees, I ask now that the president of this college present the members of the faculty that have been granted an appointment with continuous tenure by the Board of Trustees in accordance with the articles of the faculty manual.
It is my distinct honor to invite our newly tenured faculty to rise. As scholars and as interpreters of liberal learning, it is your responsibility to work toward enlightenment, to pursue truth, and to teach students, ever valuing both your discipline and your college, always seeking to give your students support for the greatest fulfillment of their potential. Stay standing.
As the chair of the personnel committee, it is my honor to read the names of this year's tenure class. Joshua Brown, philosopher.
So the following is from a letter written by John Adams to Abigail Adams in 1780 while he was in Paris attempting to negotiate an end to the Revolutionary War. He laments that duty and circumstances of the new nation compel him to devote himself to diplomacy and government. He writes, "I must study politics and war that my sons may have liberty to study mathematics and philosophy. My sons ought to study mathematics and philosophy, geography, natural history, naval architecture, navigation, commerce, and agriculture, in order to give their children a right to study painting, poetry, music, architecture, statuary, tapestry, and porcelain."
Betsy Byers Hart.
This is from Rebecca Solnitz, a field guide to getting lost. To lose yourself, a voluptuous surrender, lost in your arms, lost to the world, utterly immersed in what is present so that its surroundings fade away. In Benjamin's terms, to be lost is to be fully present, and to be fully present is to be capable of being in uncertainty and mystery.
Pamela Connors, Communication Studies.
Everything which bars freedom and fullness of communication, sets up barriers that divide human beings into sets and cliques, into antagonistic sects and factions, and thereby undermines the democratic way of life. A genuinely democratic faith in peace is faith in the possibility of conducting disputes, controversies, and conflicts as cooperative undertakings in which both parties learn by giving other a chance to express itself. Because the expression of difference is not only a right of other persons, but is a means of enriching one's own life experience and is inherent in the democratic personal way of life. The task of democracy is forever that of creation of a freer and more humane experience in which we all share and to which we all contribute. John Dewey, Creative Democracy, the Task Before Us, 1939.
Brandon Dean, music.
Weston Noble, conductor of the Luther College Nordic Choir, passed away this Christmas. He was my teacher, my mentor, my pastor, my shrink during my time at Luther. And I was a student at Luther when he celebrated his 50th year of service to the college. And in his honor, a new musical work was commissioned, and he wanted to select his very, very favorite scriptural text to be set to music to mark the occasion. So this is the 40th chapter of Isaiah, and it begins, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the very beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is God who sits above the circle of the earth, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to live in. The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, who does not faint or grow weary, and whose understanding is unsearchable. God gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Have you not known? Have you not heard?"
Angelique Dwyer, Modern Languages, Literature, and Cultures.
The following are excerpts from Gloria Anzaldúa's Borderlands, La Frontera, which have been foundational in my own identity negotiation as well as in my career as a scholar. In leaving home, I did not lose touch with my origins because lo mexicano is in my system. I'm a turtle. Wherever I go, I carry home on my back. Being Mexican is a state of soul, not one of mind, not one of citizenship. Neither eagle nor serpent, but both. And like the ocean, neither animal respects borders. To survive the borderlands, you must live sin fronteras, be a crossroads.
Lauren Hecht, Psychological Science.
A Time to Believe by B.J. Morbitzer. To believe is to know that every day is a new beginning. It is to trust that miracles happen and dreams really do come true. To believe is to see angels dance among the clouds, to know the wonder of a stardust sky and the wisdom of the man in the moon. To believe is to embrace the value of a nurturing heart, the innocence of child's eyes, and the beauty of an aging hand, for it is through their teachings we learn how to love. To believe is to find the strength and courage that lives within us when it is time to pick up the pieces and begin again. To believe is to know we are never alone, that life is a gift, and this is our time to cherish it. To believe is to know that wonderful surprises are just waiting to happen, and all our hopes and dreams are within reach, if only we believe.
Ursula Lindquist, Scandinavian Studies.
This is from Audre Lorde's 1977 essay, Poetry is Not a Luxury. For women, then, poetry is not a luxury. It is a vital necessity of our existence. It forms the quality of the light within which we predicate our hopes and dreams toward survival and change. First made into language, then into idea, then into more tangible action. Poetry is the way we help give name to the namelessness so it can be thought. The farthest horizons of our hopes and fears are cobbled by our poems, carved from the rock experiences of our daily lives. Poetry is not only dream and vision. It is the skeleton architecture of our lives. It lays the foundation for a future of change, a bridge across our fears of what has never been before.
Karen Meffert Nelson, music.
I have three verses from the Psalm, Book of Psalm, and the first is regarding just kind of my journey to Gustavus 6 years ago. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for in you I entrust my life. And on the beauty and faithful expression of music, the first verse is, I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing my praise to God while I have my being. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with loud crashing cymbals.
Valerie Walker, education.
This quote is from ecologist and conservationist Rachel Carson. If a child is to keep alive his inborn sense of wonder, he needs the companionship of at least one adult who can share it, rediscovering with him the joy, excitement, and mystery of the world we live in.
As we depart, may we again commit as individuals and as a community to the values and ideals that contribute to the transformation of this world. May each of us undertake again the appraisal and joy of living out what is true and what advances and invites compassion, grace, and forgiveness, kindness, justice, and the love required to flourish and transform. May we abide in the assurance that goodness goes on even in our doubts and our questions. May we be one today and always. Amen.